When Olive Hamilton was on her way to school, she would often leave a pile of fruit and nuts where the road met the Santa Lucia Mountains. On her trip back, the fruit would be gone, a small banquet of flowers in its place. According to those who knew her, she was a practical woman. She was a school teacher, not one to encourage tales of ghosts and other supernatural phenomena. However, she was a firm believer in the Dark Watchers, a group of mysterious beings that roamed the mountains around Big Sur. Like others who lived in the area, Olive was privy to plenty of local folklore alluding to the Dark Watchers before Europe started shipping colonizers to coastal California in the 16th century. The Chumash were guardians of the mountains, all the way from Morro Bay to Malibu, where the Dark Watchers are not specifically associated with the Chumash. Legend says that elders and children often spoke of tall, shadowy figures that materialized during the late afternoon, only to disappear once they'd been spotted. So when Spanish settlers arrived in the 1500s, they also encountered the Dark Watchers. They called them Los Vigilantes, Oscuros. I apologize if I mispronounced that. And although the mysterious beings never showed any aggression towards the colonizers, the sensation of being watched served as an unsettling reminder that they were not alone. According to witnesses, the Dark Watchers usually camouflaged themselves amongst the trees or hovered near the horizon, while some stories portray them as small creatures similar to gnomes or elves. Most accounts describe the Dark Watchers as standing about 10 feet tall with large black eyes. They also carry a walking stick and wear a cape and a tall hat, sometimes referred to as a witch's hat, that makes them appear even larger. In the 1930s, a local poet named Robertson Jeffers wrote about the Dark Watchers for his anthology, Such Counsels You Gave to Me, and Other Poems. Whether this poetry was inspired by local lore or his own experiences is still up for debate, but in one other of these poems, Jeffers mentions making eye contact with one of the watchers at twilight. When he got close, the watcher's face began to melt and distort. Eventually, it dissolved into shadows as if it were made of mist. Olive's fascination with the shadow people likely influenced her son, and eventually her grandson, into writing prose hinting at what lurked within the neighboring mountains. Her son, John Steinbeck, wrote about them in his fictional short story, Flight. Although the story focuses on Pepe, a young man who has unintentionally murdered someone and then escapes to the mountains looking for refuge, Pepe's mother offers some chilling advice. When thou comest to the high mountains, if thou seest any of the dark watching men, go not near them, nor try to speak to them. Not surprisingly, Pepe spots a few dark watchers peeking out from behind the ridge, but remembers his mother's words and averts his gaze. He knows that the dark watchers won't mess with someone who stays on the trail and keeps to themselves, which is a recurring sentiment when it comes to the dark watchers. May we acknowledge one another, show respect, but also keep our distance. In 2014, Benjamin Broad and Thomas Steinbeck, John's son, published a book titled In Search of the Dark Watchers, The book claims to be inspired by Big Sur's rugged landscape, local folklore, and Steinbeck's childhood memories. For most folks, reading about the winding mountains and trails and shadows that morph on a whim is the perfect introduction to the Dark Watchers, but there will always be those who prefer a hands-on approach. So if you dream about retracting the same steps as Olive Robinson, John Thomas, and Benjamin, and the countless hikers and explorers who have passed through the mystical mountains of Big Sur, just remember the Dark Watchers may be eerie and elusive. They might be taller than trees and darker than night, but according to a former school teacher, they appreciate small gestures. The Dark Watchers love gifts. Olive says a handful of nuts or a piece of fruit will do just fine, but only if we dare. Hello everyone, Dr. Redacted here, and I am just here to say thank you so much for listening to today's video. If you would rather listen to this on YouTube, just know that there is a YouTube version of the show, or if you would like to listen to it on Spotify or anything like that, just know that there is that route as well. I would also like to point out the fact that, hey, I now have a gaming channel. It is called Helsing Gaming currently. You can find it linked in the description below. There I play some video games and just, you know, chat more casually. It's a lot of fun over there. You guys should go check it out. But most importantly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. If you like any more updates from me, just know that I do have social medias also linked down in the description below. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, be sure to do the thing that every YouTuber tells you to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. It really helps me out, and I can't thank you all enough. But until we meet again, I want to say goodnight, sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.